Our reading this morning can be found on page 991 and is Matthew chapter 22 and starting at verse 34. Page 991. The greatest commandment. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he? The son of David, they replied. He said to them, How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? No one can be his son. No one could say a word in reply. And from that day on, no one dared to ask him any more questions. This is the word of the Lord.
Morning, everyone. Do you ever ask yourself, what's next? I know I do quite frequently. I'm always planning and organising, whether it be big things in our lives that Dan and I do, or just our social diary. What are we doing next weekend? What are we doing for our holiday next year? I'm always, what next, let's plan and organise. In the business, I'm one of those people that they call a completer finisher. I like to tick off my things, dot the I's, cross the T's, and then think about the next thing. Or maybe you're somebody who's actually much more content in life and you can sit back and relax, you've achieved what you wanted to, and you're quite comfortable. Well, it seems really appropriate today that as we celebrate Bible Sunday, we look at what I think is probably one of the most important passages within the Bible and see what God says to us about our priorities when we should be determining our what next, or to maybe give us a little nudge if we are feeling a bit content. Jesus, when asked by the Pharisees, as Mary's just read, what is the greatest commandment, he simply explained, One, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And two, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. It's pretty straightforward, isn't it? On one level, love God, put him first, and then love your neighbour as yourself. Treat them as you would like to be treated. In theory, I think it is quite straightforward. In practice, we probably know it's a little bit more difficult. So whether you're a what next person like me or you're content, as I say, this passage reminds us of this great commandment, one that actually is an ongoing mission. It doesn't have an end date, and it's not one I can tick off on my list as, say, complete. So, and if I said to you, let's be honest with ourselves, if I said to you, score yourself out of 10 of how much you love God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and all of your mind, what score would you give yourself? And then if I said, score yourself out of 10 for how much you love your neighbour, and not just your family and friends, but that colleague at work who's maybe just that little bit irritating, or your neighbour down the road who always parks their car in that awkward spot, or that homeless person on the street who has nothing? How do you measure up? Well, this commandment is our starting point, and it is our ongoing mission. And as it's Bible Sunday, I thought I'd encourage you all in striving to obey that commandment, and that we could dip into the Bible and see what it says about these two commandments, so that we can reflect on them, we can be reminded of the guidance God gives us, and hopefully, if you feel comfortable, you can maybe recommit to them so that we can leave today with that very much as our purpose. So firstly, God said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul and with all your mind. So how do we do that? What guidance does the Bible give us? Well, the first of the Ten Commandments is quite clear. You shall have no other gods before me. So we need to put God first above everything, above people, above maybe our careers or things that are hobbies and interests, and certainly material things. In Deuteronomy 10, verse 12, it says, now Israel, what does the Lord require from you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? So how do we walk in his way and serve the Lord? Well, again, as it's Bible Sunday, I think we should take a role model of David, who really was a man after God's heart. One of the things that David did was to really meditate on his word. He really loved God's word. Psalm 119 says, I shall delight in your commandments, which I love, and I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Reading and searching the Bible to focus on God's law and use them to guide our steps will enable us to ensure we are walking in his way, not our way. And the Bible talks about the many blessings we will receive if we put him first. In Proverbs 3:6, it says, in everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. So if we put God first, he will direct us, and you will be crowned with success for doing it. I kind of see that as a bit of a win-win. And then secondly, the second commandment is you shall love your neighbour as yourself. And I was on the train the other day, and I made a list of all the different ways I think you can love your neighbour. And there were loads. And there are lots of verses to support the many ways, but I've just chosen four that just jumped out at me. So first of all, to share. Again, let's dip back in the Bible to see what it says. Luke 3:11 says, anyone who has two shirts should share with the one who has none, and anyone who has food should do the same. Isaiah 58 verse 7 says, is it not to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them, and not to turn away from your own flesh and blood? It's really not difficult to share, is it? Your time, your friendship. The second area I think we can really show our love to our neighbours is by showing compassion. Galatians 6 verse 2 says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfil the law of Christ. The Good Samaritan is a very well-known parable to us. And not only did the Samaritan rescue the man from the side of the road, but he took him to a place of safety. And in Luke 10... Oh, I've gone too far. Beg your pardon. In Luke 10, it says, the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any expense you may have. Not only did he look after him on the roadside, as I said, he took him to safety and continued to look after him. Another area is not gossiping. Ephesians 4:29 says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And Proverbs 11 says, a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. I think this is a really big area to look at to love our neighbour. And then finally, not taking vengeance. Romans 12, verses 17 to 21 say, "Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge." And then James 1, 9 to 20 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." There's loads of passages in the Bible that just even on those four areas give us guidance and encouragement to love God and love our neighbour. We're not perfect, but by striving to love God first, our heart and our mind can be transformed by the dwelling of the Holy Spirit within us. And only then, when we've got the Holy Spirit within us, can we truly love others as ourselves. We will still fail, but we can come back to the cross and restart again and again. This really is one area that we can never tick off our list as complete. And it's something I think we should remind ourselves of regularly, to put God first and then love our neighbour as ourselves. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, praise to you, O Lord, our Redeemer and our Guide. Thank you, Father, for giving us the greatest commandment and telling us so clearly how you want us to live our lives, to love you first and then to love our neighbour as ourselves. We know we are not perfect, and despite our best efforts, we will fail. But thank you that you sent Jesus to save us so that we can start over and over again and keep on striving to honour you. You've blessed us with your word, given us guidance and encouragement in our walk with you. Thank you, Lord, that we can learn more about you through the Bible and draw closer to you each day. We now recommit to you this morning to love you first and then treat our neighbour as ourselves. Help us to do this, Lord, each day and night. Protect us as the enemy tries to distract us, and bless us that we may draw closer to you. As Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Amen.